Mike, the work that you're doing stems from a terrible tragedy. You lost your granddaughter a year ago. And it sounds like Hannah Raposo was a dynamic person. Talk about her, if you would.
Oh, yeah. She was a young lady that, in my view, was just really starting to come into her own. She was finding herself, her confidence. She was heading off to college. She had just been named Boys and Girls Club Youth of the Year. She was going for the state award that very Sunday. And if she had won that state recognition, she was going to move on to the national level and would have had an opportunity to meet the President of the United States. But unfortunately, she lost her life in a rollover accident whereby she did not have her seatbelt on and she was ejected from the vehicle. And, you know, I truly believe if Hannah would have survived that accident, she would have been an advocate to buckle up. And I'm trying to do something in her honor, or in memory, I should say, to hopefully bring awareness to other youth.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
It sounds like you are galvanized because you don't want this to happen to somebody else, and you want to make June Seatbelt Awareness Month. If the governor makes that declaration, what do you envision happening during that month?
What we're hoping is that there'll be some state funds for public service announcements. So the governor will announce or make a proclamation, I guess, every June that June is Seatbelt Awareness Month. It's that important, because if we can save one life, Catherine, I think it's worth it. In addition to that, I'm going to be asking, Hannah attended BMC Durfee High School, so they have a videographing department. And my thought is to work with the school to do some type of maybe short video where kids talk to kids. You know, sometimes I'm not sure kids listen to the parents. We don't speak the language, so to speak. So maybe if we can get their peers to talk to them in a meaningful way and realize that seatbelts do save lives.
It sounds like you're gaining some momentum when you shared it on Facebook.
Oh, yes, that was amazing. So I approached the state representative, Alan Sylvia, that represents the district that Hannah lived in. Representative Sylvia researched it, found out that there was no such month, offered to run with that legislation. And my idea was I needed to support Representative Sylvia. I thought one of the better ways to do that was to get the public to support this initiative. So I put something on Facebook that I was going to start this petition drive, but it took off as 170 shares. I was inundated with messages to receive petitions. These are symbolic signatures. These signatures in no way will determine whether this bill gets passed, other than it'll give the representative hopefully some juice when he has to present this to his colleagues. The representative has met with the governor's office, and we may be fortunate, we've not heard back, that he may issue a proclamation for this year.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us about it, and good luck.
Thank you, Catherine, for having me on.